I'm Laura Meneses, and I'm so glad you've joined us for today's weekday meditation with my pastor, Chuck Allen. Over the next few minutes, Pastor Chuck will walk you through a few brief thoughts on Scripture and lead you in a time of quietude, solitude, and meditative prayer. So, settle in and join my friend, Pastor Chuck Allen.
Thanks so much for that introduction, and thanks for joining me for day 5 on the parables of Jesus on this weekday meditation. Today, I want to take you straight to the Scripture in Luke chapter 15, beginning in verse 8. And this is Jesus giving us a really great picture of what it is like for him to make a big deal about us. Listen to the text. Or suppose a woman has 10 silver coins and loses one. Doesn't she light a lamp, sweep the house, and search carefully until she finds it? And when she finds it, she calls her friends and neighbors together and says, "Rejoice with me, I have found my lost coin. In the same way, I tell you, there is rejoicing in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. Have you ever stopped and realized that the way that you came to faith in Christ Jesus is that Jesus left many other saints and stepped away to find you? And that while some could have said, wait a minute, Jesus, He's not been faithful, he has not been good, he has not been righteous, but Jesus found us right where we were, and he left that he came to intentionally find us like this woman looking for a coin. Have you ever lost your keys and gone for a super search for it? And, you know, before I had a tile on it, I would lose my keys and it would just take me hours and I'd get so frustrated. But you know what? I had to look for those keys. And when I found them, I had such a release inside my soul. It was just happy. I had found those things that were so valuable. Friend, listen to me. When Jesus found you, all of heaven pitched a party. When you followed Jesus in believer's baptism, all of heaven pitched a party in your name. And when the Scriptures give me this beautiful picture about how the angels of God over just one person who repents are rejoicing and celebrating, it reminds me that this is what we're here to do on this earth, to bring people to Christ so that all of heaven might celebrate that. Friend, today, I want you to take just a few moments in meditation and tell the Lord, thank you for saving you, for giving you life in abundance, giving you life eternal. Go ahead, tell the Lord that you're grateful. And now I invite you to tell the Lord today, Lord, would you put someone in front of me that I'm to be an encouragement? They might be my coin that I'm searching for, and I might bring Jesus to that person who's lost. Ask the Lord to reveal to you someone that maybe today might cross your path or this weekend cross your path, and you'll recognize, wait a minute, God has given me this ordained platform and this opportunity, a divine intersection of two lives to bring someone to Christ. Go ahead. And now let's draw a couple of deep breaths before we take a few moments to just hear from the Lord in quietude and solitude. Let's draw a deep breath. You ready? This time, draw that breath in as if you were trying to receive just this golden nugget of wisdom and you're bringing it into your soul. You ready? And now just force that air out as if you were pushing every anxiety or fear out of your life. We treat our breath as though we're separating our time from what's been the noise and confusion of the world and what is the peaceful quietude of being in the presence of God. And now I invite you to take a few moments and just listen for the promptings, for the nods, for the nudge, for the tase, and oftentimes for the voice of God to give you direction. I wonder who that person might be that he wants to intersect your life and theirs together for the cause of Christ. I'll mind the time, and I'll be back in just a few moments. Well, it's been a great week for us to spend this time with Jesus and his parables, and I trust you've enjoyed this time of weekday meditation. Would you be so kind to share these on your social media platform or email them to a friend, someone that might be able to find great encouragement and strength from spending some time in the weekday meditation? I'm so grateful. I'm a little shocked at how this is growing, and it's all because you fine folks have been kind enough to share it. Thank you. God bless you, and I look forward to seeing you back next week for another weekday meditation series.
Thanks, Pastor Chuck. I trust that you've been encouraged in your time of meditation today. You can subscribe to the weekday meditation in iTunes or your favorite podcast platform. And I also hope you'll listen to today's weekday podcast. Just 5 minutes a day and 5 days a week, the weekday podcast is a cup of encouragement straight from Scripture. Pastor Chuck will be back with another weekday meditation tomorrow. Thanks again, and go in peace.